Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A California university derecognizes a Christian group for accepting only Christian leaders. The school deems this discriminatory. Unbelievable. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, San Jose State University in California has ultimately said that this organization, a student group, can no longer be recognized on campus. Why? Because it wants to have only Christians as its leaders, which makes no sense. If they would have atheists as a leader of a Christian group, how could it be a Christian organization? This is absolutely targeted against these Christian organizations.
Matt, it's insane. I mean, progressivism is inherently just illogical, completely illogical. And this is multiculturalism on steroids. This is taking this idea of inclusivity to these radical, bizarre extremes to where you now say for a Christian organization that is stamped Christian. Now, note that they don't do this with, the gay organization and say that you have to allow a pro-natural marriage evangelical Christian who believes what the Bible teaches about homosexual behavior. You don't have to allow them to be the leader of the gay club, but the converse is not so. You have to allow an atheist or an open homosexual or anybody to be the leader of a Christian organization, somebody who works, directly against Christianity. This just shows the hostility that San Jose State University has toward Christianity.
And in fact, it's the entire California State University system that's doing this. Imagine this, Matt, a college Democrat organization being required to have a Republican as a leader, or a Republican organization being required to have a Democrat as its leader, or PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that organization having a student club, being required to have a meat-eating hunter as part of its leadership. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. La Raza, which is a Hispanic group, being required to have someone who's Asian or Caucasian as its leader, or a black student organization not being able to have a black student as its leader. It just makes no sense. They're not applying this across the board to all these other organizations. If they did it evenly, then you wouldn't be able to have a fraternity or a sorority. You'd have to have a mixed organization with men and women as part of this organization. They are applying this only to Christian organizations, which will simply force Christian organizations to cease to exist.
Yeah, it's an excuse to discriminate against Christians. That's all it is, and it's stupid. I mean, it's just plain stupid, Matt. Imagine going to the African American organization on your campus and saying that you have to allow an open, avowed white supremacist as your leader of this African American organization, maybe a student branch of the NAACP. I mean, that is no different than what we're talking about here. But because it's Christians, Matt, and this is the truth, really the last group here in the United States that is fair game, that is an open target for discrimination such as this, are Christians.
Yes, in fact, this is part of the California State University executive order on how organizations select its officers. And now San Jose University in California has actually applied this California State University executive order. I was just recently talking to Steve Douglas, who is the president of CRU, formerly known as Campus Crusade for Christ. And CRU is experiencing the same kind of thing there, along with InterVarsity. Christian Fellowship is also experiencing the same thing throughout California. They've been having conversations with the university leadership. Derecognition means that the student organizations are no longer eligible for student funding, financial services, nor can they participate in student organization fairs, ceremonies, or training, or any other kind of benefit. So basically, they're non-existent. And all the other organizations are allowed to go on campus, but they're applying this only to the Christian organization, saying, Christians, you can't have Christians as your leaders. Now, these organizations, this Ratio Christi, which is the name of this student organization, says that anyone is encouraged to attend. They're not going to exclude anybody at the door, just like a church. You want people to come. But at the same time, like a church, you want the pastor to be Christian. Seems obvious, right? You want the pastor and the leadership to be Christian, but it's open to Christians and non-Christians to attend. Same thing with the student organization, but they say, no, you have to have non-Christians that also attend. For example, you could have a Catholic student organization, but why would a Catholic student organization want a Baptist student as a leader or a Methodist student as a leader? You'd want a Catholic. A Baptist would want Baptists. This makes no sense. It literally is designed to eliminate the student Christian organizations.
Well, and that's, you just hit the nail on the head. This is by design. That's the end game, is to eliminate the Christian organizations from the California university system. That is the goal, to marginalize, to ostracize, to push to the fringes Bible-believing Christian organizations, and note that they're the only ones being treated like this.
Well, this group, Ratio Christi, describes itself as a global movement that equips university students and faculty to give historical, philosophical, and scientific reasons for following Jesus. The ministry adds, bringing together faith and reason to establish the intellectual voice of Christ in the university. Ratio Christi is planting student-led apologetics clubs at universities around the world. Students engaged in the battle for the mind learn to defend God's existence, the reliability of the Bible, and the fact of Christ's resurrection. We seek a renaissance of Christian thinking in the university. Good for them. You know, I think this will ultimately backfire, because as communism came into various parts of the world, like in the Soviet Union, they ultimately tried to do what? Suppress the church. They went after the church. But the church, despite the years of hostility and opposition, goes back to the sayings of Jesus at Caesarea Philippi, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, the policies of California State University and San Jose State University shall not prevail against it. They might try to discriminate against this group, but they will not silence the Spirit of the living God.
Well, that's right. Christianity, when it's under assault, that's when it thrives. We've seen that throughout history, that when Christians are being persecuted, that's when they are most effective in spreading the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, give Liberty Counsel a call at 800-671-1776 if you know of similar situations or other issues that affect religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or the family. We certainly covet your prayers. We will be involved in many of these conflicts around the country to make sure that the doors remain open. That's what the Ministry of Liberty Counsel is all about. Thank you for your prayers and for your contributions. On this day, the last day of 2014, we thank you for your support throughout the year. We also want to remind you that a generous donor has given a challenge grant, and this is the last day to engage in that challenge grant. You have between now and midnight, your time zone. You can postmark your check December 31. You can also make an online credit card contribution at lc.org, as long as it's done by midnight, your time zone, wherever you are in the United States. Any contribution, no matter how big or small, will be doubled. So your $500 becomes $1,000. Your $1 becomes $2. Your $1,000 becomes $2,000. That is because of a generous supporter to Liberty Counsel. This is the last day of the year as we wind up 2014, which has been an incredible, amazing year, and we're looking forward to 2015 to see what God has in store for us. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you for your prayers for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel, and take advantage of this matching challenge grant. Any contribution between now and midnight to Liberty Counsel will be doubled. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website to make an online credit card contribution, or you can postmark your check December 31, and that contribution will be part of the matching challenge grant. This is a great time of the year to literally double the impact of your gift. Literally, it cuts across the inflation rate. It actually doubles your gift, so a dollar becomes two. It really actually has a bigger impact. So take advantage of this gift and challenge the matching challenge grant. The challenge grant's been out there, And a donor is challenging you to step up to the plate, to join many people around the country, no matter how large or small your gift is, take advantage of this last opportunity of 2014 to extend your gift, to stretch your dollar by giving a gift to Liberty Counsel. Your gift will be doubled. Go to lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for standing with us in 2014. We look forward to God's blessing and guidance in the next year.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.